Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes.
I'm Reba Haas.
We're here to talk about love letters today.
Yes, so, after I get done chair dancing. I love that lead-in music we have there every time.
Is that
gets me moving.
Who is that? That's bringing down the
It's house, called My Type.
Oh, My Type. That's right.
Yeah, okay. It's a fun dance song.
Okay, good.
My band does it. I enjoy doing that song. Just makes me
more
boogie. It's like doing Uptown Funk from Bruno Mars.
That's
I do
right.
that song too.
There you go.
And I just, you know, I can't help but
just
move.
Gotta be moving. Okay, good. Well,
so,
I won't be doing that, which is a blessing that none of you can see all that, you know, there in Radio Land.
Zumba on the radio.
Just
is that what you're talking about?
That's right. Just a reminder, this is a live call-in show. You can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300. You can also tweet us at Team Reba. And you can also email any finance, especially related questions to Eric, E-R-I-C, at ericismybanker.com. So we're here for you and can answer questions and give you information, anything that kind of help along with that home buying or home selling search. So Reba, we were talking on the break. I have a realtor friend of mine had a home listed in West Seattle, and there were about 10 offers on this home. And before the offers were reviewed, a lot of the buyers pre-inspected the property. So they come out, do their inspection first. That way it kind of clears that out of the way. Well, one of the buyers that inspected the property, when they left a really nice box of chocolates mm-hmm. for the seller along with a note. Thank you so much for sharing your home with us and all of that.
I wish I knew what kind of chocolates.
I know. So a nice little love letter with the box of chocolates. Well, the offers came in, and the buyers that left the box of chocolates were not the highest offer. They were about $30,000 less than the highest offer.
Very significant.
Yep. That seller struggled and struggled and really, really wanted to accept that offer. The offer with the box of chocolates, even though it was $30,000 lower.
It's totally their right to do that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and so the
no fair housing against chocolate.
No, nothing wrong with that. You know, the way to get to the heart of that seller. In that
although
case,
I would take salted caramels myself.
Well, I'd take the $30,000, but that's just me.
You
I'm
could buy
a
lot of salted caramels and chocolate.
Buy a heck of a lot of salted caramels
that's
for that.
That's true.
That's right.
Well,
so,
but you know, being a nice person does count for something sometimes.
Sure. Well, the $30,000 higher one, they were probably nice people too.
We hope, but you never know. They could have been hillbillies.
It could have been. It could have been. That's right. Yeah, we end up with the alligator tire sculptures in the front yard.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
So anyway, but in the end, you know, that buyer with the box of chocolates did not win it. They did not get that home.
Okay.
However, the seller went back to them and said, look, you're not the highest offer, but if you're willing to match the highest offer, we'd like to sell the home to you. So
that's fair. And sometimes they'll even do that without it going the full distance
sure.
of the spread.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes it does, you know, because not everybody can make that big of a leap.
Absolutely.
In pricing, right?
And so in this case, that seller, though, was so moved by that gesture that they were really willing to, you know, kind of go over, you know, overboard to,
well,
to
they're
kind
definitely,
of make that work.
Yeah, there definitely are ways. And, well, you had somebody who... it wasn't so much the gesture of chocolates, but you had somebody in a prior show that you mentioned offered Seahawks tickets.
Yes, absolutely.
And that was a compelling
they won.
Way to, yeah.
They won the offer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Our clients actually worked for the organization and written into the offer were two tickets, 50-yard line, opening day. To the Seahawks.
I wish they would have wanted to buy my house.
Man, no kidding.
I probably would have picked them too, just
wouldn't
to make my husband
fun?
Super, super yeah, happy.
Yeah. good thing the seller was an honorable person because I think they would have known where the buyer was going to be that day. Their home could have been robbed or something. You know.
Oh, good gosh. I wouldn't have even thought of that. But yeah, you're right. Oh,
yeah, well,
creep
anyway.
Factor there on that
yeah,
one. Well, you know, and sometimes people want to do what they feel is a good thing for another person. I had a few years ago a client of mine that was a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, a lot of times, I mean, I think it's fantastic that we have VA loans out there that are zero down because the folks who qualify for those loans, I think, are well deserving
oh, absolutely.
Of those programs. And so I had a real cute couple that was buying down in Renton, and he had been a veteran and had served overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan. And then after he got back, he used his GI Bill to go to school, and he became a chiropractor.
Yeah.
And so this couple, that we had multiple offers on this house. We were not the highest offer. In fact, I think we were the third highest.
Yeah, yeah.
Out of about five. And we did write a love letter.
Mm-hmm.
And I had suggested to them, I said, you know, try and keep a lot of personal things out of it. Don't necessarily talk about whether you have kids or no kids. Because in their situation, they were, you know, they fairly newly married, you know, both starting careers. And he had been a veteran. So we talked a lot more about how they envisioned using the house. You know,
sure.
They had a couple of dogs. So they didn't have kids yet. So their whole thing was focusing on what about the property they enjoyed. And in this situation, too, I thought it was interesting because it was an investor. These were people who flip homes all the time for investment purposes. And oftentimes, those are the people that you think are not going to be swayed.
That's right.
Yeah, you think they're not going to be swayed. But for them, I think there's something maybe going on with the couple, because maybe one of them had been military in the past, because they chose our offer, one, because it was very well written, because there were some issues with one of the prices above us. But then they talked a lot about, you know, what they appreciated that they had done to this home and how that was going to make it very useful for them, and, you know, just kind of how they could envision being in this home. And that was really swaying to them, and especially
awesome.
Even the whole element of veteran, because when you're the listing agent and you're looking at the risk factor associated with any particular loan product, because what the two things that blow up deals the most are inspections and financing.
Sure.
Right.
Yep.
So if you don't have any cash buyers out there, and a lot of them are first time buyers, most of them are low down, no down, you know, lots of all kinds of products that are out there. And so you're trying to weigh which one has the lowest risk associated without being able to get really granular on the details. But these folks, they saw a veteran, and they were, even though we had the lowest down, which was zero,
and
they chose us because they wanted to see him have an opportunity. Because I see veterans lose out in these deals all the time.
I'm glad you brought that up too, because there's a misconception in the marketplace too about a VA offer that the costs to a seller will be significantly higher than the costs of a buyer with conventional or even FHA financing. And it's really just not true. There's a couple fees that VA does require the seller to pay. Basically, it's the escrow fee, which normally in a normal transaction is split 50-50 between the buyer and the seller.
Right.
Well, on a VA transaction, the seller picks up both sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that might add $600, $700, $800 to your settlement costs.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. And I suppose, you know, you really could even charge a slightly higher sale price and make up the difference for that.
Mm-hmm.
But the conception that a VA buyer is going to cost a seller thousands and thousands of dollars more than any other buyer, it's just not true.
Yeah. I've had people say that before too. And I'm like,
we spend a lot of time educating our sellers that this is a VA customer. We should really be supporting them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great program. VA is eligible, of course, if you're a veteran. If you were in the reserves, if you were in the Coast Guard, you're most likely eligible for VA zero down financing. If and there's other avenues where maybe you're not a veteran, but you're the surviving spouse of a
That's
veteran.
Right. Yeah.
As long as you're not remarried, you have full VA benefits. And boy, that can really can be a life-changing situation for a lot of people to realize, mm-hmm. hey, I've got this opportunity. I've got these benefits available.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
So we got to spread the love on those veterans.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, back to the concept though of love letters.
Yes.
And I know you were talking about Crazy Town a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
You actually have an example with you of how not to write a love letter.
I have one it's a little crazy. And
it's more than a little. You let me read it, and I'm just like, what multiple personality issue is going on in this letter?
I'm not sure who wrote it. I think this was written in the voice of the dog, the family dog, as near as I can tell, because this letter's talking about...
if my dog ever talks like that, we're going to have some issues.
Right. I mean, it's referring to the little monster child, you know, being excited about seeing three bedrooms.
See, this is where I think it's a multiple personality. I don't see a dog saying the monster child.
No. Maybe it's the monster in the closet. I have no idea who wrote this letter.
You know, the fluff monster I might think is the dog point of view, but the monster child is just like, what? And especially because he gets into that segment about how he wants to build what there was like some kind of dangerous toys or something.
Oh, it's I'm sort of even I was trying to decide if we should even read some of this or not, and
I'm going to do it on the air just a little bit.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of those kind of letters that, all right, here you go.
Here's a line. And I would like my monsters to have more space to build things, knit things, cook things, climb on things, run around and make noise without disturbing the invisible monsters under the floor and over the ceiling. I think that the little monsters would benefit incalculably from growing up in a place like this. That to me is a little... You know,
time for the lithium pill.
Let's not get people in an uproar. There's a lot of folks, you know, using medication nowadays. But the whole point of being the natural light, the additional space, and the magical park next door are things that would enrich any childhood. But I'm partial to the monster children I live with. You'll understand. They had me up until. I'm partial to the monster children. Part of that. So that first part about, you know, being able to benefit being next to these things, those are perfect for writing a good love letter.
Right.
So, you know, if people after the show want to get some tips on good ways to write these, if they, you know, like they're putting something together, I mean, it's like they're free to contact me at info@teamreba.com. But, you know, this is the kind of thing where it's like, yeah, you probably want to keep the little monsters.
Well, guess what?
Out of your letter.
This letter, it didn't work.
Yeah, shocker!
We were not the successful bid on that one, and you know, and
was
and
it your client?
Yes, it was. And even though the offer was competitive, it didn't go so well. When we come back, more about love letters here on Business Radio KKOL 1300.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.